If you've ever caught a performance at Denver's Ellie Calkins Opera House, you may or may not have noticed the giant statue in the lobby.
This is an awesome sculpture.
Denver painter Carrie McKenna is standing in front of a piece dedicated to dancer Maria Mosina, who performed with the Colorado Ballet for more than 20 years.
John DeAndrea makes sculptures that are very, very lifelike from the subjects that he works with. And so it looks exactly like them down to like fingerprints.
Mosina is gracefully perched high in the air, held up by her husband and dance partner, Igor Vicini. It's just one of many publicly commissioned artworks that can be found in the Denver Center for the Performing Arts Complex alone. But McKenna says it's still a rarity.
There are a lot of pieces of public art that have women in them, but they aren't specific women. So they're either allegorical or they are representative of a genre of women. So there's a really great statue in front of the Colorado History Museum that's about Colorado teachers, but it's not a specific person. So that's the direction we're headed, is to honor specific women.
That representation matters to McKenna. It's important, she says, to honor the impact women have had on the state and to educate people about their stories in a real and public way. So when she inherited the AZ Foundation from her parents in 2016, McKenna refocused their mission from education to the commissioning and creation of public artworks honoring specific Colorado women.
Colorado has a very strong history of very strong women.
As for choosing those strong women, McKenna says there's a deep well to draw from, thanks to the Colorado Women's Hall of Fame, which already has more than 160 inductees, like Helen Bonfils. Bonfils has already been the subject of many private artworks. Across the DCPA complex, in the theater that bears Bonfils' name, sits a striking portrait of the heiress with the Rocky Mountains in the backdrop. Suzanne Yeo, the DCPA's Director of Communications and Cultural Affairs, points out the painting is rumored to be haunted.
If you stare at it long enough, the clouds will move.
Bonfils was one of Denver's biggest philanthropists at the time, especially in the arts.
Helen Bonfils actually created the theater over on Colfax, which is now the tattered cover. It used to be the Bonfils Theater, and right. It was actually opened in honor of her mother. She also founded the Bonfils Blood Bank.
McKenna says another contender is former CU Boulder basketball coach Seal Berry, noted as being the most winning coach at CU.
There's, you know, name recognition around the state, and also a kind of an already understood implication of her importance to sport in Colorado.
Since it's unknown exactly how many pieces of art currently honor Colorado women, McKenna says one of the first steps will be cataloging a complete list of all the public works already out there. She also hopes to use women artists to create the pieces as often as possible. Stacey Nick, KUNC.